Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. We follow the order of matins, and we begin with our opening hymn, which is In Thee is Gladness.
Because I can hear him. Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to this Sunday, August 2nd, 2026 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in this broadcast is Casey Jones, Rachel Welker, and Terry Biggs. The opening hymn is number 818, In Thee is Gladness, hymn number 818 found in the Lutheran service book. The family of Betty Schmidt is sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast to the glory of God in memory of Betty's August 2nd birthday.
Presence with thanksgiving, let us make a joyful noise to you. blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. You may be seated for our next hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 584, Faith and Truth and Life Bestowing, hymn number 584, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said. About this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born, and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel. A reading from Matthew chapter 14. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and find food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father, Jesus Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit the Sanctifier. Amen. The message is prepared by Pastor. The Lord Jesus shows a divine majesty and authority when he calls his disciples. Many of them were called with a two-word imperative, "Follow me." In this call, there is an invitation to see that in following Jesus, there is something of greater consequence and greater value than any other pursuit. It does not matter if that pursuit is running the family fishing business or being a tax collector or, like St. Paul, being a top-notch Pharisee. At the same time, the call is an invitation to be as close as any other human got to be to him who brought salvation and life to our entire world. Follow me. Understandably, if still a bit surprising, the disciples responded swiftly to Jesus' call. The call didn't press for details, timetables, or benefits. If they did due diligence, they did it by instinctive reasoning. They left what they had been doing, or better yet, they left who they were. And then they followed Jesus. Understandably, today's gospel fits that parade of incidents that Matthew puts together to illustrate what following Jesus came to mean. There was clearly the chance to hear the captivating and convincing words in the Sermon on the Mount, as well as the other teachings along the way. The disciples stood as witnesses to Jesus' healing, that which seemed broken or diseased beyond hope of restoration. Yet Jesus restored the leper's skin and gave them back their place in society. He cast out demons and evil spirits. He cured paralysis and blindness, palsy and withered hands. They would even witness several times where their master would bring the dead back to life. The disciples stood in awe at Jesus' majesty over nature as he walked on the water and calmed the winds and the waves of the sea with only his word, "Quiet, be still." To have been there and maybe experienced and possibly felt a twinge of his lordly and divine power must have been exhilarating. Following Jesus, what a heady, overpowering bit of grace. The description in our gospel for the day follows this pattern, though with a bit of a reality check toward the end. 5,000 people, actually more because there were women and children in the crowds also. 10,000, 12,000, who knows the exact number? It doesn't matter so much, though as the point was made, it was no small crowd that followed Jesus to that desolate place. The people didn't even think about bringing food with them. They didn't consider where they would stay when they got too late or where if they could even head all the way home. The wilderness is often described as a place for wild beasts and spirits, and thus the wilderness was a fitting place for Jesus' temptation when after his baptism, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. We also learn from St. Mark that rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." Here we find that Jesus went into the wilderness areas to rest and to pray. Further, the wilderness is where the shepherd goes to find the one lost sheep, or the multitude of sheep without a shepherd. Matthew notes for us that Jesus had compassion on the crowds and healed their sick. When compassion is used of Christ, it denotes not merely a feeling of pity or empathy. It is rather a movement of the heart that leads to corresponding action and often some form of healing. The disciples must have also felt compassion for the crowds, for they come to the Lord suggesting that evening in this wilderness is no place for the thousands of people that are there. The disciples suggest that the Lord release them to go to the surrounding villages to find food and lodging. What made the disciples' eyes pop wide open was when Jesus looked at them in the eye and said, "Feed them." Literally, Jesus said, "You give them to eat," but it translated into two words, "Feed them." How were the disciples going to do that? I'm sure they were wondering how even the villages were going to handle those crowds. Feed them? Incredulous? Impossible. But the Lord wasn't smiling. He asked the disciples to bring what they could come up with. It ended up being 2 fishes and 5 loaves of barley. Not enough to feed Jesus and his disciples, much less thousands. Jesus took the fish and the loaves, though, and with a word of blessing, he gave them back to the disciples to feed the thousands. Jesus did what they couldn't. What must have caught the disciples by surprise was not that he did what he did, for he's been performing miracles for a while now, but rather that Jesus put 2 imperatives together. Follow me, feed them. Follow me up until now was a joy. Follow me as Jesus teaches and leads, yes, as he touches and heals. Follow me as he leads the crowds into the wilderness, yes. But feeding them is our job. How do we follow that? The first lesson is that the Lord uses what the disciples bring and gives those blessings and changed those fishes and loaves back to the disciples to distribute and distribute and distribute until all ate, presumably the disciples as well. In a delegated way, the disciples did feed them. They, of course, did not multiply the loaves and fishes, but they took what the Lord had made of the loaves and fishes and brought the food to the crowds. Jesus brought his disciples into his compassion, into his touch of love and grace, and one step closer to the Lord himself. They weren't just spectators, they were disciples. The final touch of grace was in picking up the leftovers, more than the loaves and fishes which they had started with. The disciples are brought not merely into the task of feeding the people, but were brought into the surpassing love of the Lord, whose grace is not hindered by hesitant disciples, by a desolate wilderness, or by crowds in the thousands. As big a step as this was for the disciples, it was only a step, but it led to the call to follow Jesus when hung on the cross. That was not an easy process or a quick one, but ultimately all but one disciple laid down their lives for the sake of the gospel. Follow me. Nowhere were the disciples closer to the Lord than when their lives were demanded and surrendered. Indeed, as the Lord had promised, they were still following to the place the Lord had prepared for them. In the process of following, they were distributing the spiritual food of the one who was himself the bread of life. So what do we walk away with today? We see Jesus' ministry extending into the wilderness where many people are living today, the wilderness of longing, of looking, yearning for truth. Jesus feeds us and them. Jesus takes the seemingly insufficient amount that the disciples were able to muster, and he blesses it and uses it far in excess of anything the disciples could do or imagine. Jesus shows us that he could take what had been given and meet the needs of the crowd. What do we bring to the table? Does your time or talent or offering seem insufficient for service in the Lord's kingdom? Bring yourself to the Lord's service and let the Lord be the one who decides best how to use your abilities in feeding the crowds. Discipleship is not only a matter of those who walk the pages of Scripture. At his ascension, Jesus called on the disciples to go and make disciples. Thankfully, his grace has caught up with us, and we too are now called to follow and feed. We follow in our wilderness and places of darkness and fear, in our awareness of our inadequacies and weaknesses, in our fear that what we bring to the task is so trivial or tainted that it can hardly serve the Lord, in our hesitation to take steps closer to the Lord as he calls us, closer to him and the work he has for us in our insecurities. Remember the fishes and loaves. Remember the small amount fed thousands. Remember the baskets of leftovers. Remember the Lord's patience with hesitant disciples. Remember the Lord who has called us and redeemed us and is with us at every step. Remember, you are the disciples of Jesus called to follow him and feed the people. Amen.
seated as we receive our offering.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Dr. Jason Rage deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLN 1370 AM or WLLN 105.3 or at our website www.zlclinc.org, where you would find the links to the internet stream, the Facebook Live, and YouTube live streams. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, you have made us children of the promise on account of your Son. Let your promises continue to go to the ends of the earth and incline the ears of all to you that their souls may live. Lord, in your mercy. You call us to come to you and be satisfied, O Lord. Bless pastors, church workers, and all the baptized, that their service to you may be faithful and fruitful. Lord, in your mercy. Father, daily you bless us with abundance and freedom. Bless those who defend us from our enemies, who serve us in government, and who protect us in our communities. Be with our president, Congress, governor, and our judges and magistrates, that they may discern the right path and lead us with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the many years of life you have granted to Emma Knauer as she celebrates her birthday. We ask that you continue to shower your blessings upon her as she begins another year of life. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, visit us in your compassion. Deliver the sick from their infirmity, the troubled from their afflictions, the grieving from their sorrow, and the dying from their fear. May all who cry to you receive grace according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your steadfast love and mercy are forever, but our faith is daily tested and tempted. Give us strength and endurance, that we may not despair, but have confidence in your sufficient grace within your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
in the power, in the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings being ordered by your governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The closing hymn is number 895, Now Thank We All Our God, hymn number 895, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you for attending worship. I don't have any specific announcements that I was told to make, so have a blessed week in Christ.